The 21st day of Advent, Saturday, December 21st, 2024. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Matthew 28:18. Jesus gave us the job of the Great Commission, going into all the world, preaching and teaching. This seems like an impossible job to do, but it's actually an easy job. It's easy because Jesus says in Matthew 28:18 that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Because of his victory on the cross, all authority has been given to Jesus. He has this authority and power now on earth. Satan doesn't have all power and authority. Jesus does. All authority means that what Jesus wants to happen will happen. Psalm 110:1-2 says, "The Lord says to my Lord, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies." This is the most quoted Old Testament verse in the New Testament. Jesus himself quotes this verse. The disciples quote this verse in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit comes and the church is birthed. Jesus is not asking permission to be king. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, and he is putting all of his enemies under his feet. Any resistance will fall before Jesus. Christmas reminds us that the King has arrived. The baby in the manger is the same King who now has all authority. We are calling on people to recognize Jesus as their true King. In Romans, it says that we were all once enemies of God, Romans 5:10. Now, we are his friends, and we are called to bring more of Jesus' enemies into his kingdom. We are no longer kings of our life. Christ is king. Because he has all authority and power, he is establishing his kingdom and throwing down the forces of darkness. His rule and reign is continuing to spread to hearts, minds, neighborhoods, and nations. This is good news. Some questions for reflection. What areas of your life do you need to surrender to Christ's rule? What part can you play in helping to expand the kingdom of God?